I am Catherine Lanfer, sitting here with Femi Okay this morning. We're both in for John and Adora. Unemployment numbers are at 8.5%, so it's hard for anyone who gets a pink slip to start the job search. But blogger Marcy Albaher says there is hope for those revising their resumes in this slumping economy. She runs the Yahoo blog Working the New Economy, and she joins us today with some uplifting stories about people who are finding work. Hey, Marcy, good to have you here.
Hey, Catherine, how are you?
Good news? There's really good news out there?
Yeah, so I'm on a mission to report the good news. I'm starting a new series where every so often I'm going to be profiling people who are getting jobs now.
What kind of tactics are you seeing out there?
It seems to come into a lot of different patterns. I would say there are a few types of job seekers out there.
Begging, desperate, that's why I would describe
myself. No, I'm talking about different types of creativity, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I know you've talked to some of the folks we found earlier today. So there's one model that I call the social media kind of new age job seeker who's all about their personal branding, their social media outreach.
Are you going to be working into tweets here?
I can tell. I sure am, because we have a Twitter job success story in the batch for today.
Well, who's that?
We do. So that's Dan Zarella, who got a job at HubSpot. He's a geeky engineer programmer type, which are very popular in the social networking community. Mm-hmm. But, our crowd, too, the media and the other side of us, the PR people, we're all over the social media also. So I watch this stuff, and I'm not surprised at all that this is how he found his job.
Well, let's hear a little bit from Dan.
Sure.
And then I started posting onto the Twitter account where I had those followers, and I said, who's hiring in Boston? And I got a couple of leads, and then somebody who actually doesn't work at the company that I'm at now, HubSpot, direct messaged me, told me that HubSpot was hiring, and so I sent in my resume. But then in addition to that, I also said, hey, is anybody following me that works at HubSpot? A couple of people responded to me and pointed me in the direction of my current boss now, and I came in for a couple interviews and was hired.
Okay, he tweeted, he direct messaged, I assume he also used Facebook.
So he did two things that I think in tandem were his success. He kind of branded himself. He had a little moniker. He called
What does that mean?
Yeah, so he figured out what he was really good at. He actually even created a little tagline. When you go to his blog, it says he's the social media and viral marketing scientist, in quotes. And that's what he calls himself. When he was hired by HubSpot, I found a posting on an industry blog. They called him that. They said that's what he is. So he just created that. And it was kind of tongue in cheek. He's like, he has no science degree that would really qualify him for that moniker. But it's how he wanted people to think of him. He then, the other pieces of what he did is he networked using this new tool where a lot of people in his field were hanging out. For other industries, it wouldn't be Twitter. It might be something else, but he found out where the geeky types are hanging out online.
I also think it's always key whenever we use the phrase network, that doesn't mean that you simply mindlessly assemble people's email addresses or business cards or even follow them on Twitter, right?
What he became is a giver of information. He became a person who was putting out something that other people interested in.
A giver, Marcy. I love that. He wasn't a taker. He was a giver.
But that's the key to good networking, Catherine, and you know it.
Okay, let's tell me some other approaches that are out there besides being a giver.
So I think Russell Langsam is an interesting counterpoint because he took a kind of a more traditional approach to how he found his job. First of all, he knew it was time to leave at his current job. He'd kind of plateaued and peaked, and who's going to leave a job in this economy? So he didn't. He's in the nonprofit sector, and he wanted to move from his current nonprofit to a new organization where he might have some new challenges.
I think that the way he approached it, the way he thought about it, let's go ahead to what Russell had to say.
I'm a believer in that you should think big and dream big, and I knew that was going to be a significant factor in my thinking and in my explorations. But I also kind of knew in my heart and in my gut I was ready to begin that exploration for something new.
And then he did. I've been following Russell for a long time, so I know what was happening kind of 7 or 8 months ago. He invested a long time. He really did what everybody tells you to do. He looked at his entire group of contacts and in his network. He started having coffee with people. He started putting the word out kind of quietly because he didn't want his employer to know that he was leaving because he didn't know how long it would take. He started to go to industry meetups, conferences, things where people would be talking about opportunities.
You mean all those endless coffees can actually lead to something?
They did in this case.
Okay. And so we have networking, but in the good way. We also, I think it's key to talk about how Russell was dreaming big. In this economy, how do you dream big when it's hard to get up in the morning?
You know, there are still positions out there. That's what I've been. I put out some calls for requests, and I've been flooded with emails. I have to say, there are people who are finding jobs everywhere in all sectors, but the people who are finding them, they're being dogged, they're being creative, and they're really seeking out what they want to do. And in some cases, they're creating new positions that positions didn't even exist.
In fact, let's hear from Jennifer Bergeron
in Colorado.
So I saw an ad in the paper for a 4-month position to be an admin assistant because someone was going on maternity leave. When my tenure was coming to an end, the 4 months, because the new mom was supposed to come back to work, I proposed to my supervisor that this new mom and I job share. And she actually said, wow, I'd never thought of that.
So, Marcy, this all makes good sense. Do some networking, use social networking sites, ask around your friends. Were there any tactics that you hadn't heard of that you thought, that's brilliant?
Well, what Jennifer did was really brilliant. She only gave you part of the story in that little clip. So she get this job share, because it was a job share, she only has a job now 3 days a week. But she had been hanging out that government office, and she noticed another opportunity because she was really listening. They were about to phase out a human resources training position because they didn't have the budget anymore, and they were going to scatter those responsibilities among some other staffers until they figured out what to do. And she said, well, I've got 2 free days a week, and I think I could do that job for you in 2 days a week, which saves you a complete headcount. They bought the idea. So here she has pieced 2 part-time jobs together in a full-time situation. She's in one office, but she's actually accountable to 2 different budgets, 2 different managers. If she lost one of those, she would still have the other. So she liked that security it gave her. She also has her own business on the side. I learned that when I talked to her earlier, and the whole reason she was looking for a job in the first place is she was in the slow season in her own business. So as you all know, she's a slash. She's an event planner / administrative assistant / HR trainer, and she's got this diversified portfolio to help her when times get rough.
So when we're talking about creativity can even extend to patchworking or quilting
exactly.
jobs together.
Exactly.
What else are you looking for out there?
I want to hear all the innovative ways people are finding new jobs today, and I want people to share. I know the Takeaway is going to have a posting up to tell us your stories about how you're finding jobs. We're hearing so much bad news right now. I'm really wanting to be like the reporter of the good news and sharing the techniques that are winning today.
All right, Marcy, thanks for coming on with some of the good news. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
That's Marcy Albaher. She writes the Yahoo blog, Working the New Economy.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Love bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.